Message number 22. The creator of the one new man as the masterpiece of God. Roman numeral number 1. God's intention in his creation of man was to have a corporate man to express him and to represent him. Genesis 1:26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." A. God created man in his own image for his expression and gave man his dominion so that man would represent him to deal with his enemy. B. The church, as the new man in the new creation, bears God's image for God's expression and fights against God's enemy for God's kingdom. What was divided and scattered in the old man is recovered in the new man. Roman numeral number 2. The new man as the poem, the masterpiece of God, was created through Christ's death and in his resurrection. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works. 15. Abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments in ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so making peace. 16. And might reconcile both in one body to God through the cross, having slain the enmity by it. A. We need to pay careful attention to two phrases in verse 15. In his flesh and in himself. 1. In his flesh, Christ terminated all the negative things in the universe. Satan, the devil, the enemy of God. Sin. The flesh of fallen man. The world. The cosmos. The evil system of Satan. The old creation represented by the old man. And the separating ordinances of the law. 2. In himself, as the sphere, element, and essence, Christ created the Jews and the Gentiles into one new man. B. In the creating of the new man, first our natural man was crucified by Christ, and then through the crossing out of the old man, Christ imparted the divine element into us, causing us to become the masterpiece of God's work, an absolutely new item in the universe, a new invention of God. 1. The Greek word for masterpiece is poema, meaning something that has been written or composed as a poem. 3. We, the church, the masterpiece of God's work, are a poem expressing God's infinite wisdom and divine design. The church is God's wise exhibition of all that Christ is. Chapter 3, verse 10, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church. 4a, Christ is our righteousness for our past, by which we have been justified by God, that we might be reborn in our spirit to receive the divine life. 1 Corinthians 1:3, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. B. Christ is our sanctification for our present, by which we are being sanctified in our soul, transformed in our mind, emotion, and will, with his divine life. C. Christ is our redemption for our future, that is, the redemption of our body, by which we will be transfigured in our body with his divine life to have his glorious likeness. 5. It is of God that we participate in such a complete and perfect salvation, which makes our entire being, spirit, soul, and body, organically one with Christ, to make him everything to us, and to make us the wise exhibition of all that Christ is.
Roman numeral 3. On the cross, Christ created the new man in himself by abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments in ordinances, the middle wall of partition. Ephesians 2:14, for he himself is our peace, he who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity. A. The law spoken of in verse 15 is not the law of the moral commandments, but the law of the ritual commandments, such as the ordinances of circumcision, keeping the Sabbath, and eating certain foods. B. Ordinances are the forms of way of living and worship, which create enmity and division. 1. On the cross, Christ abolished all the regulations regarding living and worship, regulations that have divided the nations. Colossians 2:14, wiping out the handwriting in ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. 2. Small a. Christ should be our only source. We should not allow anything of our background, culture, or nationality to be our source. Small b. The worldly people regard cultural differences as a source of prestige. But in Christ, we have put off this prestige. Now our only prestige is Christ and the genuine oneness. Small c. If we are willing to let go of our cultural pride, it will be possible for the Lord to have the proper church life. Roman numeral 4. For and in the one new man, we need to allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts. 3:15, and let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. A. The Greek term for arbitrate can also be rendered umpire, preside, or be enthroned as a ruler and decider of everything. The arbitrating peace of Christ in our hearts dissolves our complaint against anyone. B. Often we are conscious of three parties within us, a positive party, a negative party, and a neutral party. Hence, there is the need for inward arbitration to settle the dispute within us. 2. We need to set aside our opinion, our concept, and listen to the word of the indwelling referee. C. If we allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts, this peace will settle all the disputes among us. We will have peace with God vertically and with the saints horizontally. 1. Through the arbitration of the peace of Christ, our problems are solved, and the friction between the saints disappears. Then the church life is preserved in sweetness, and the new man is maintained in a practical way. 3. If we stay under the ruling of the enthroned peace of Christ, we will not offend others or damage them. Rather, by the Lord's grace and with his peace, we will minister life to others. 4. This peace should bind all the believers together and become the uniting bond. Ephesians 4:3, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. Roman numeral 5. In the one new man, Christ is all the members and is in all the members. Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new man, which is being renewed, unto full knowledge according to the image of him who created him. 11. Where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
Testimony. I testify concerning the point Roman numeral 4. For and in the one new man, we need to allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts. When I was working for a U.S. company, I was obliged to report first to the president of the Japanese subsidiary and then to the executive officer in charge at the U.S. headquarters due to the system of the company. Sometimes I thought, I don't want to inform the president about this case. When I thought that way, I felt conflicted and uneasy inside. I prayed, reminding myself that every order is ordained by God. Oh, Lord Jesus, I respect the president as my boss and need to explain everything carefully so that he can understand the whole situation. I need to explain it in a way that avoids misunderstandings, but basically everything should be disclosed. I will let Christ be the wisdom and let his peace arbitrate in my heart. Otherwise, I have no peace. Only in peace can I move forward boldly. By allowing the peace of Christ to arbitrate in my heart in this way, the inner conflict and anxiety disappeared. This peace settled all disputes in my heart. I could have peace vertically with God and horizontally in my relationships. My relationship with the president is a vertical relationship, but compared to my relationship with God, it is horizontal here. I served him for 7 years and had a good relationship with him from beginning to end. With the support of the president, I also developed a good relationship with the directors in charge of the U.S. I was able to have peace between God and man and enjoyed God's blessings in the performance of my business. I learned this secret of letting the peace of Christ arbitrate in my church life and in my graduate studies while I was young. And I was able to apply this secret to the real business life. Prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus, on the cross, Christ discarded the law of the commandments, the middle wall of separation, which consisted of numerous ordinances. I ask the peace of Christ to arbitrate in my heart. I will put aside my own opinions and ideas, listen to the words of the indwelling judge, and live the life of a new man in resurrection.